back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. We're having a fabulous day, and I have my friend Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually in an especially ebullient mood.
Your eyes are sparkly. How much cake did you eat this morning?
I had a big piece of Mary's birthday cake.
Happy birthday, Mary.
And I was in fine voice, too. I led the happy birthday. Not exactly led it, but I participated.
You carried it.
Yes, okay. So a little sugar rush, I guess.
I mean, sugar does the heart good, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, your eyes are especially sparkly and happy. I thought it was because of me, but, you know.
Well, that too, of course.
It's okay. Yeah,
happy to see you.
Well, I'm happy to see you. How was your weekend?
Was good. Good, yeah. Played a little golf. Ate a little food, you know, relaxed a little.
Awesome.
Last week was a very tiring week. I had a lot to do. We're just trying to get the Emerald Coast Physicians Directory to print. And always at the last minute, whenever you do those kind of things, it's just a big scramble.
Yeah.
Missing information, you know. People decide what's in the directory is not quite right, you know, the address is wrong. They don't like the picture, let me send a new picture. You know, it just goes on.
No matter how well you plan, it's like everything. There's always a scramble in the end.
Yes, and yes, it always happens. But fortunately, touch wood, we've always been able to get it to press on time. And with the minimal amount of mistakes.
Did you lose hair?
Yeah.
That's always mine. Did you lose hair?
So, I bring to you today Pensacola Magazine.
I know,
my staff often says to me, well, what shall we put on the cover? And I say one of two things, either the Blue Angels or a pet, both guaranteed to work. The pickup rate is just incredible. People obviously love pets. And the front cover, he's not exactly an attractive dog.
I mean,
but
you know.
He's got, what's the right word? It's sort of.
He's got the eyes that are mesmerizing, first of all.
Yeah. And yes, he's sort of saying, come and adopt me.
Come and get your love.
He's
adorable. I mean, I definitely was there's something about, it's like this dog is a child actor and just knows how to make those eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Tater.
Well, we have a wonderful photographer, Guy Stevens, who I think has done it for us at least the last several years anyway, and just seems to have a knack of being able to catch the expression of a dog. The better way to put it, capture the right expression, just sort of brings out the personality of the dog.
Yeah.
I guess that's what makes a good photographer.
I mean, these dogs look fabulous.
Mm.
They're adorable. Oh, my goodness.
They say that you choose a dog that looks like you. So I didn't, well, the dog on the front is Tater.
Tater's adorable, but
yeah.
I don't have Tater's physique, that's for sure.
Rufus, maybe more kind of my sort of personality, do you think?
Right.
Rufus?
Rufus, the Rufus. Sweetest, kindest, and most energetic furry friend you could ever hope to find.
Yeah.
I don't really see you as being too furry, but I say that, you know, you are kind and energetic, and you're a great friend that I think anyone would be happy to find.
Well, thank you.
This has not been paid by.
By the way, I haven't spoken with the Humane Society in the last few days, but I'm pretty sure most have already been adopted. Usually, whenever we publish this every August, the pet edition, and almost always they're gone within a few days. People see that
and they just go.
Gotta have.
I mean, that's awesome. I love it because you're in here featuring, you know, Tater's 5 months. But then you have other dogs, 1 year, 3 year, seven year. And I love the range of pets as far as the dogs go.
Yeah,
don't. The shows are all, you know.
Yeah, don't forget the kitties.
Well, I know. I didn't want to turn to that page because Oscar is so cute.
I'm actually more of a cat person than a dog person. I was brought up with cats.
Yep.
And I used to, when my boys were younger, we had a cat. Probably lived forever. And the great thing about cats is that they go away, seems like, for days and days.
Yep.
And then come in and sort of stroke, rub up against your leg and jump up, give them 5 minutes of fuss, and then they're happy and they go away again.
Unless you're my cat, who lays there and demands the love.
Oh, well, I think.
But then when I want the love?
I think you've spoiled your.
Yeah, I have somebody in my house that spoils my cat.
Ah.
Yeah, he's grounded. But these kittens are adorable. L'Oreal? What a great name.
Yeah, that is an unusual coloring.
It's a muddy cat.
Hmm.
Or at least that's what my grandma used to call them.
I think the cutest is Oscar.
I know. That was the first one I looked over. I was like, oh, Oscar. I think I'm even more attracted to him because he's got bluish eyes. I hope they say blue. And the gray color. Because my cat is a Siamese and some kind of, you know, like, I don't know, type of tiger mix. And she's got piercing blue eyes. So I'm totally attracted to those kind of kitties now.
Now, just prior to that, it is page 23, is an article on Pampered Pets, local pet products for you and your fabulous fur baby. So all kinds of great things there. A Dash dog treat maker.
No spill dog water bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Dolce and Gabbana came out with a perfume for your pet?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What will they think of next?
I could go on with that one, but I will not. Too expensive for my taste. And yeah. I like the little Dash dog treat maker, though. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And flavored bubble treats.
What?
From Rusted Arrow.
Ooh.
Oh, here's one. A fur zapper, pet hair lifters.
I need that.
Yeah. Particularly
I need
with
that. Ooh, especially with kitties sometimes.
I guess this time of year, dogs probably molt a lot, do they? Because
yeah.
Because of the weather.
Yep. Mm.
And then, if you turn the page to Pet Friendly Pensacola, list of special events and activities you can do with your dog, where your dog is welcome. Parks, restaurants, where your dog is welcome.
Mardi Gras. That is cute. It's an addition to Pensacola's annual Mardi Gras event lineup. Oh, my goodness. And the puppy looks like it totally wants to party.
Yes. Well, this, I think, as I said, is one of our biggest red editions of the whole year. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the main object of it is to draw attention again to all of those pets that need to be adopted. The Pensacola Humane Society does an incredible job.
I agree.
And a lot of great, dedicated volunteers. And so pick up a copy of Pensacola Magazine, learn a little about the Humane
For sure.
Society, and who knows? The dogs in our magazine may not be available, but I guarantee they have lots and lots of really cute dogs.
I think we should take a break, and we should challenge our listeners to take a little look on the Pensacola Humane Society site and text in what puppies they think are the cutest. Or if you even want to venture over to Ballinger Publisher online, you can check out this edition as well. But I definitely encourage you to get a hard copy because, ooh, so cute.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republicans in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
I'm Pam Childers, your Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller. I'm urging all voters in District 1 to vote on August 20th for Steve Stroberger for your next county commissioner. As your clerk of court, I have seen the greed, the entitlement, and the weaponizing of this current county commission. We can no longer afford the divisiveness, the millions of dollars paid in lawsuits, and the lack of transparency. Steve Stroberger is a man we can trust. I'm Pam Childers, and I trust Steve Stroberger, and you should too.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and I'm here with my friend Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, and we have been talking about the latest edition. And these puppies, oh my goodness, I just perused over Pet Friendly Pensacola. I love that, where you can take your pet to social events, activities, trails, restaurants. I mean, this is a great addition, Malcolm.
Thank you.
High five to you.
I shall pass that along to, of course, you know my staff are the ones that put all this together.
I high five you, you high five them. We're all good.
I just pat them on the head occasionally, tell them doing a good job, just like the dog.
No, you can come back tomorrow.
Shouldn't say that. No, that sounds very bad. No, I tell them what a good job they're doing.
That's awesome. Because I mean,
I'm just the boss.
Just the boss.
They're the workers.
You're not a very scary boss, are you?
I like
call
to
in now if Malcolm's scary.
I like to think I'm not. One of the things that I try hard to do in the company is to let people have space and get the job done without constant supervision. I guess you could say that maybe I don't supervise enough. But I think if you give people the opportunity, they'll rise to the occasion. Not always, but most of the time.
We have a text.
Oh.
Malcolm's Kitty Concerns just heard of this, looked up. Good concept, but buyer beware. Crystal Heltz monitoring cat litter color changing. Let me switch to the other picture really quick. Let's see. Pretty litter on Facebook. And normally I ignore those kind of viral ads, but I was enticed by the idea of being able to monitor my cat's health more closely. I read a lot of reviews, which I believe now are mostly not so true.
Imagine that.
It's expensive also. Had the product been advertised, I would have been happy to pay the slight premium. Okay.
But it's not not good for the pet, is that?
With the product was so poor compared to the glowing reviews I read, I thought I'd take a bit about why I didn't like the product. Let me click back over. Okay.
That, I think, is a good warning to all.
I agree. Cats are a mystery, but their health shouldn't be.
No.
But I went to my son's house recently, and he had like a crystallized stuff that turned pink when the kitty went to the bathroom. And I thought, mine just clumps up, and I know that you know it's time to clean it.
But I think that's a great warning from the listener who texted in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Janet. I
suppose it sort of highlights that you should always be very wary of anything advertised on Facebook. Am I being a little cynical about Facebook? But I'm just always very wary. I don't look at Facebook very often, frankly, but when I do, I see some things that are advertised that I wonder, have a big question mark about.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point, too. Often, obviously, you know, they want you to buy the product, so they're going to heighten the ads.
I think it's called advertising.
I think it's called, in this case, AstroTurfed.
Yes.
But yes, it is advertising. But buyer beware. You always have to look at the reviews and look at the back of the box.
Well, I think the point you just made a few moments ago is that you just cannot trust those reviews.
Right.
Most of the time they are not.
They're fluffed.
Well, they're false often, right. I think. Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree. That's awesome. Thank you, Janet. Appreciate that. I would high five Janet, but you can't high five through the air. So there.
So on to other things in Pensacola Magazine. You know, we haven't talked about it in a long time, but there is a section called On the Market where we highlight some aspects of real estate and also have several advertisers, real estate, etc., mortgage people. So it's interesting always just to follow the market. It gives the latest numbers on the real estate market. How to improve your home's look with wallpaper.
I saw that.
You know, that's kind of a thing of the past, isn't it? Or is it coming back, wallpaper?
I mean, it depends on your patience, I think.
I remember as a kid, whenever my parents wanted to change the wallpaper, we spent hours peeling with a scraper trying to get the darn stuff, the old wallpaper off.
Yes.
I think in the end we just started papering on top of the old wallpaper because it was such a pain in the rear.
They do have textured wallpaper that you can paint on. I do know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you have those homes, you know, the older homes back in the day that have like, you know, 30 layers of wallpaper. Yeah. And just taking those down, you could probably expand your room by a few inches, right?
Yeah. And then there's a great article. I don't know what your utility bill looks like this summer.
I'm going to cry. It's time for another break.
Well, when it's 80-odd degrees at night, then it's that bill is going to run up.
Sure.
But seven ways. Service HVAC system. That is so important, I think, is to have it serviced at least once a year.
Absolutely.
Because if it's short of, I was going to say Freon, but they don't put Freon in anymore. They put something else in there.
Right.
But anyway.
Let's take a quick break and we'll hold that thought.
Okay. Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-436.
Well, Malcolm, our time is wearing out. I mean, I thought we were going to have at least 10 seconds to talk. We have like 20 seconds to talk.
Oh.
My goodness.
And I was
trying
just,
to do the Lord's work here. We're talking about energy efficient things.
Yeah, I was just getting started.
I know. We were going to get on that
we'll
panel
follow on
thing.
Next week.
To be continued.
To be continued.